Abdullah Gül has been Turkey's prime minister since last November, but by all accounts, the real leader of the new government is Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the chairman of the ruling Justice and Development Party. Erdogan's been banned from holding office because of a conviction for violating Turkey's strict laws on secularism. Next week, Turkey's election committee will decide whether that ban can be overturned. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Ankara.
When Turkey's ruling party meets for its parliamentary caucus, the man everyone comes to hear isn't even a member of parliament.
Ve yeni acılar yaşanmasın.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan delivers a weekly policy speech to his party colleagues where he lays out the country's political agenda. They carry it out because, after all, Erdogan is the man they expect to become the prime minister. Erdogan couldn't run for parliament last year because a Turkish court banned him from public office in 1998, after Erdogan was convicted of violating Turkey's laws on religious hatred. During a 1997 rally, Erdogan read a poem interpreted by some as a pro-Islamic statement. But a recent law passed in parliament overturned the ban on people like Erdogan, and now he's likely to become eligible to stand in a parliamentary by-election on February 9th. If Turkey's election board says he's eligible, it's likely Erdogan will win, and soon after, become the country's prime minister. But Turkey's federal prosecutor is trying to block Erdogan, saying he isn't legally eligible. Hayati Yazıcı, Erdogan's lawyer, says it's a pretext to keep Erdogan from power.
Tabii Sayın Erdoğan İstanbul Büyükşehir Belediye Başkanlığında çok başarılı oldu.
Yazıcı says the prosecutor is manipulating the law to keep Erdogan from running. But it hasn't dampened the hopes of the party. Murat Mercan, the deputy chairman of the Justice and Development Party, known as the AK Party, says the current prime minister, Abdullah Gül, is simply keeping the seat warm for Erdogan.
When the prime ministry is given to Mr. Erdogan, we will decide then what role Mr. Gül will take in the next government.
It's likely Gül will become the foreign minister, and according to party insiders, that suits him fine. But Erdogan and his Justice and Development Party hasn't been welcomed by all in Ankara. The people known as the establishment, the top generals, state bureaucrats, media elites, have done their best to keep Erdogan out of power. Some fear his alleged flirtation with political Islam. Others in the city regard him as an unsophisticated man, not yet ready to lead the country.
Whether he is fit to govern the country is an important question to ask.
Political analyst Hasan Ünal is a man often associated with Ankara's established elite. He says that since the AK Party invaded Ankara last year to take over government, the atmosphere here has become more conservative, more headscarves on women for one, and a more rural political outlook. Here's how Ünal describes the AK Party.
A bit of political Islam of the Middle East, a bit of westernization, a bit of reaction to the established law and order and the legal system in the country, a bit more reaction about the secular system of the country, and you know, it's a motley bunch of people.
Ünal isn't the only one worried. Last week, Turkey's most powerful general warned the new party against pursuing an Islamist agenda. The AK Party is challenging the military's policy of demoting Islamic-oriented officers and banning headscarves on women. But the military here prides itself as the guardian of the country's secular constitution, so General Hilmi Özkök struck back in his annual speech to the Turkish General Staff. We respect religious faith and the private lives of individuals, the general said. However, we should not be expected to tolerate changing our policy, and in particular the headscarf, as a symbol and action aimed at eroding our republican traditions. The party's deputy chairman, Murat Mercan, says such talk is simply designed to preserve the existing order.
Those whose power is going to weaken as a result of our governance don't like it, will not like it. Power is very charming, you know.
But the power of the military may ultimately keep Erdogan from loosening the country's laws on secularism. In 1997, the generals ousted the country's first Islamist-led government. Analysts say Erdogan is well aware that if he makes one false move, his party may suffer a similar fate. Guy Raz, NPR News, Ankara.